From its humble beginnings some 45 years ago at the Blasey Mall, the home show has grown to great proportions, even greater than the peninsula itself. I'm talking with Amber Goja at the home show because this year, Amber, it's over the top. The booths inside are greater than the people must have put hours and hours of work into it. And outside, it's like a construction zone of things and equipment that I've never seen before.
It's very exciting. I love it. I love all of our new vendors this year. We've got some young contractors that are in the show. It's exciting.
It's always good to see the next generation stepping up because that's hope that maybe we'll have people to build things in the future.
Definitely. And it's been a long time coming. There was many years we didn't have young people in our industry. And so it's really exciting to see them coming up now.
Now, I used to always interview Paul Moses, and he was one of the first founders, along with Rick Abbott and SBS, when they started the home show. And we would use, as an economic indicator for the coming year, the attendance at the sports show. And it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but you know what? Paul was never wrong. May he rest in peace. So now, Amber, I'm going to ask you the attendance here, and with all the new, not only technology and building supplies and contractors, what kind of an economic summer do you think we're going to have?
So I personally do a lot of quoting with bids, and I started quoting about 5 months earlier than normal. It's going to be unreal. The building on the peninsula is going to be through the roof this year, and it's going to be good. I'm hoping our weather's going to cooperate with us a little better than it has the last couple of years.
Well, you can certainly see the interest here. The weather isn't diminishing the interest any. I mean, you had snow. Now you got a little sunshine, but it'll be probably snowing again in a little while. And that used to be a big factor in how many people would attend the show. So I think you're on to something, that it's going to be an overwhelmingly busy summer this year for contractors, as well as people who bought some land and now would like to build a home.
Yes, there's a lot of people that have had projects that they've put on hold for the last year and a half. So I think it's going to be across the board, you know, residential, commercial, and then also, you know, all those weekend warriors doing their projects.
Now tell me a little bit about the Builders Association and what your position is there.
Okay, so now I am serving as president of the Builders Association, first woman for the Kenai Peninsula Builders Association.
You broke the glass ceiling.
I did. This is my second year serving, and I'm currently also serving as vice president on the state board, too, the associate vice president. So, you know, once you join on the local level, you are automatically entered on the state level and then also on the national level.
And you guys also do put scholarships out there for contractors and people that are interested in the trades.
We do, and we changed it up a little bit. It used to be for 21 and under. Now there's no age limit. So say you are a handyman and you want to get your residential endorsement and maybe you're short on cash. You could apply for a scholarship to help offset that fee.
Maybe I could retire my microphone and go to work for a change.
There you go.
Right?
There you go. We've handed out 4 scholarships in the last 6 months, and it's amazing. It's one of the highlights of being president, is doing the interviews for the young people getting the scholarships and then handing them out to them and watching them return to our community in the building community. It's nice.
Well, you know, the association is also, when I came here 50 years ago, there were a lot of grab-and-run contractors, and a lot of things weren't done really quite to a code, whether there was a code or not. And now I think we have that assurance for people coming in here, buying properties and building homes, that the Builders Association is kind of like a guarantee that it's going to be done right.
Right. And so everybody that is a builder on the association is licensed, bonded, and insured. You know, I always tell people, always have check references, you know, just because they are a member. You never know. Always check your references. But it's a good base to start where you're looking for what you
need.
Yes.
And what? Amber Goja is with she's the president of the Kenai Builders Association, and I'm Merle Sikorski at the home show, returning you to that well-built sound of KSRM.